I want to learn with you really one ha'ara in Likutei Sichas. Pasha, learn a ha'ara and see how sometimes we read through a sicha quickly and sometimes we don't even look down at the ha'aras, and if we do look at the ha'aras and it's too complicated, sometimes we skip that one. I want to learn one sicha, one ha'ara in one sicha, and see the depth and the beauty, a little bit of the depth and the beauty of a couple of lines of the Rebbe in Likutei Sichas. And the sicha that I'm looking at is in Parshas Tazria, Sicha Aleph Parshas Tazria, today's Parsha, in Chelik Yud Beis, that many people are learning also throughout the world in the project Likutei Sichas that's going on, where people learn a certain sicha altogether. And let me give you just a drop of background, and I'm going to try to also bring up that ha'ora on the screen so everyone should be able to follow along inside. Tazria and Metzira is, of course, all about the halachis of Tzaras, Tzaras, and Tumas Tzaras, and Taras Tzaras. And when it comes to Tzaras, there is one of the famous and beautiful and somewhat strange, if you will, stories of the Gemara about a big machlekes between the Eibishter and Mesifte Derakia. There's a whole mimer of the Alter Rebbe and Likutei Torah in the Sheikh's Parash on it. And the story is like this. Basically, there are the two main simone tuma of Tzaras. Is one is that the actual the nega, the blemish on the skin, that the skin turns colors, and then there's also that one of the sider, that a hair or two hairs in the skin has to turn colors as well. And the halacha is that if the skin turned colors first and then comes the sider, the hair that turns white, so then you're tummy. If the hair turns colors first and then the skin, then you're tohir. That's the halacha. Gzeres HaKosuf. You're only tomei if the skin was first and then the hair. What if there's a sofik? What if a person wakes up in the morning and he sees that he has a nega tzaras and a white hair, but it's not clear which came first? So here the Gemara says in the Bava Metzia that the kamifligi b'mesifta d'rakia, there's machlekes and mesifta in Shemayim. What's the halacha? The mesifta d'rakia said tomei. V'kutshabrichu amar tohir, the Eibusher said tohir, and they couldn't come to a resolution, and they said, Man nechach Rabba Bar Nachmeni, who could pass in the Shaila? They found Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Rabba from the Gemara, Rabba was alive still, and he was brought up to the next world in order that he should pass in the Shaila, and he said, tohir, tohir. And that's one of the, again, Yeduadik stories in Shas, where there was a Machlekes in Shemayim, and they had to find a Pesach from down here in this earth. Now, this is, that story is not the only place where this machlekes is. It's actually a machlekes in Mishnayos also. Masechta Nigoyim, Perek Dalet, the last Mishnah, Masechta Nigoyim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis. We have, it's a machlekes atanoim. The Mishnah says, im sofik tomi. The Mishnah says that if sofik is a tomi, in other words, the Tanakama, the Mishnah Paschim, like them sifted Rakia, that it's tomi. V'Rabbi Yeshua Kiha, Rabbi Yeshua says it's tohir. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua Paschim, like Rabba, that it's tohir, and like the Eibishter. What halacha lepeil is a din b'fnei atzma. It's also machlekes harishanim, which we are not going to get into now. Okay, that is the background of the story. In Likutei Sichas Chelik Yud Beis Tazria Aleph, there's an entire sicha on this story, and that sicha is primarily al pi pnimius ha'inyonim to explain what is the concept of these three shittas. In other words, why was it that the Mesifta Derekia said tomei? Why was it that Kutshabrichu said tohir? Why was it that Rabba Mar Nachmeni said tohir? How could he say tohir? How could the Mesifta Derekia argue with the Eibishter? And the Rebbe explains how it's three different madrigas. We said one madriga you're tomei, we said another madriga you're tohir. Rabba brought out the highest madriga, tohir, tohir. Again, it's a sicha. Of course, if you have you're able to learn it, it's a sikha that's primarily al pi pnimius ha'inyonim. Nevertheless, there's one ha'ore number 16, and there the Rebbe takes a quick short ha'ore, and it's all in a niglidika ha'ore. Let me see, give me 1 second if I could pull this ha'ore up on the screen. Give me 1 second. Oh, excellent. You should see the ha'ore in Likutei Sichas, ha'ore 16. Our whole shiur is going to be only on this ha'ore, ha'ore number 16. If you follow along inside, you'll see. So, what happens in the pnim? So the Rebbe explains that the shita m'sifta d'rkia, that according to the shita, the way the Rebbe explains it, al pi pnimius ha'inyonim, the din has to be tomei. And then the Rebbe says in a chatzi eagle, in a parenthesis, misafik al kol panim, even if it's not tomei mamish, it's at least sofik tomei. That's it. And then the Rebbe moves right on in the sicha. And those words, misafik al kolponim, there's number 16. And that's where this order comes in. Again, so you have to remember, and this that the Rebbe said in the Sicha, that the Masifta Derkiya said, Tommy, the Rebbe adds, misafik al kolponim, at least you're Tommy misafik, and on that, the Rebbe says this order. Let's try to read the order through quickly. Hora 16, Rei Rambam Hilchas Tumas Tzoras Sev Perik Beis Obe Kesef Mishnah Shom. See in the Rambam and in the Kesef Mishnah. Rei Gam Piske Dinim Latzamach Tzedek Yeredea Simin Nun Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Right? It sounds like, just from the flow, that this is all one Shita. The Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, see also the Piske Dinim Tzamach Tzedek that fits with that. Udeloikim Eshekosev Betesvus An Sheshem. This doesn't fit with Tesvus An Sheshem Nigoyim Sev Perik Dalet. That's a Pirush HaMishnayis. Avol, however, Rei Tesis Yomtiv Nigoyim Shom, see the Tesis Yomtiv on the Mishnayis, Mishnah Lamelech Rambam Shom, Alpi Tesis Dibra Maskil Verav Shim Ben Lokish, and Hedin Pezayin Amad Aleph. Somehow there's an Avol here. That somehow the Rebbe L'Chatchila said, look at the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah and the Tzemach Tzedek, not like the Tesis Anshei Shem, but look at the Tesis Yomtiv and the Mishnah Lamelech according to another Tesis. Period. L'hoir, and then the Rebbe adds from a sugi del chura as b'chlal moshayach is to our discussion. L'hoir mekam apeskim the sviru luhu de edus gitin v'kidushin ein tzrichim chakiru odrisha. There are shittas that hold that edus that relate to gitin and kidushin don't need chakiru odrisha, means you don't have to cross-examine the edim. Af al pisha take it from yad, the Rebbe underscores this word, nichnas begedet dinin nefashis. Even though immediately it connects to dinin nefashis, reish al shuv tzemach tzedek even ezra simin kuf chav gimel sefer achkira la tzemach tzedek, which is gomor vachsida sefer dinin maskel edus siv beis ve'ein kan mekeimet. Obviously, when reading the sa'ara, it's clear that there's a lot going on over here. There's questions, there's answers, there's deloy and there's lahoyer. What is going on in this sa'ara? So, I'm going to try to go through it. I'm going to try not to be that long, even though yesh laharich bazeh harbe, but try to give at least some pointers and understanding, perhaps, what's the emik of the Rebbe's kavona over here. And the first thing, of course, is just look up these Maram Mikoymis, and I'll do the best I can. And everyone is, of course, welcome and invited to take time afterward and look into the Maram Mikoymis yourself and understand it the best way you can. So, the Rebbe in the Prim said that the Tumah that we're talking about is Tumah Misofik Al Kolponim. We have to remember the case is that I'm looking at my skin and there's a piece of white skin, Negat Saras, and there's also a white here. I'm just not sure which one came first. And the Masifta Derakia paskins that you're Tumah. And that's also the Psak Din of the Tanakame in Nigoyim, and that's also how the Rambam paskins. The fact is that the Rambam here paskined like the Masifta Derakia and like the Tanakame in Nigoyim, and not like Kutcha Brichu, and not like Rabbe, and not like Rabbi Yeshua. And that's again a discussion for itself. Why did the Rambam paskin that way, unlike other Rishonim? And that's what we're not talking about then. But what does it say in the Rambam that the Rebbe is being Mitzayin to? So the Rambam says it's the last few words of Tumas Saras Perik Beis, Sofik Seir Lovon Kodam. Sofik HaBeheres Kodma. There's a Sofik if the white here came first or if the Beheres came first. Hareze Tomei. That's the Psak. Leitzu the Rambam V'yiroe Li Shetumosei Mi Sofik. Those four words are the Rambam's Heisofe on the Mishnah, on the Gemara, that even though the Mishnah just says Tomei, the Tanakhama says Tomei, Misifta Derakia said Tomei, the Rambam says Yiroe Li Shetumosei Mi Sofik. Zokti Kesef Mishnah, which is the next siyun of the Rebbe. So after Kesef Mishnah, Hatam, Mishum Nuki von de Sofiku, Eze Mehem Kodam. It's a Sofik, which one came first, the Baheres or the Seir Lovon? Yavshir Leimar, de Tomei Sha'omru, hu Tomei Vadai. Ella Tomei Misofik Ka'omar. Bechura, very, very poshut, Sad the Rambam and Sad the Kesef Mishnah, are very poshut and very logical. The Gemara says, or the Mishnah says, Tomei, there's a Sofik if the Beheres Kodam or the Seir Lovan is Kodam. Says the Tanakame Tomei, Misifti Drikia Tomei, how could it be Tomei? We don't know, it's the Chasofik. It's Meila Zokti Rambam, Yiroi Li, that Tumasi Misofik. That is the Shita Sa Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah explains it. So Meila, the first line over here of the Rebbe's Zohar is very Pashut. In the Pnim, the Rebbe said, the Misifti Drikia Paskins Tomei. And then the Rebbe says, Misofik al kolponim.
Rei Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah that they take a paskin sofik. Ganz posh. The Rebbe goes weiter and says, Urei gam piskei dinim latzamach tzedek yeridei simin nun, which is kuf lamed gimel amud beis, in the sefer of piskei dinim to the tzamach tzedek. What is going on over there? And here it's already a little bit more complex to figure out what the tzamach tzedek says and how that relates to here. So let me say biktzor. It's a very, very long piece in the tzamach tzedek, a number of pages. The toich in the tzamach tzedek is dealing with is a different shayla b'chlal not relating to negoyim. The Tzemach Tzedek is dealing with the issue of cheskas haguf when there is a reyes in the chazokah. Well, allow me to explain. Cheskas haguf is one of the types of chazokas in Torah. What it means is that if something was in a certain way, we're allowed to assume that that didn't change unless we know that it changed. Take for example, we're going to start soon in Kiddushin. Many of us are going to start the halachas of shlichas. Let's say a man sends a shliach to be mekadesh on isha. Or a man sends a shliach to be megarish on isha. And the shliach goes and is traveling and he arrives in the destination a week later. And he wants to give the get. But then he's thinking, who says the man is still alive? Who says the husband is still alive? How could I give a get? You're only allowed to give a get, michaim, if the man is alive. I don't know that the man is still alive. I haven't seen him a week or 2 weeks. So the halacha is pashut. He can give the get. Why? Because since when he saw the man left last, he was alive. So there's a chazaka called cheskas chayim. Because we are allowed to be maimid al cheskosei, something we knew was in a certain way. We don't have to assume that it changed, kolz man that we don't know that it changed. That is a general din, and that has a ribui different hashlochis and halacha, that you're allowed to assume that something remains a certain way, unless or until you know that it changed. Checking our tzitzis in the morning. So we know actually we check our tzitzis in davening. But b'emes, there's a concept of the chazaka. It was kosher yesterday, but pashas is kosher today. There's Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless, we check every day for a different reason. But there is a concept of chazaka. It was kosher yesterday. I don't have to assume it changed. That's the general din called cheskas haguf. The guf was a certain way. There's no reason to believe that it changed. However, what if there's a reyes in the chazaka? Something happened that causes us to think, I don't know, maybe it changed. I'll say an example. Tzemach Tzedek doesn't bring this example. But let's say the man, Takya, sends a get to his wife. And then we hear that the man was taken to the hospital. Or something happened. He was affected by an illness or was hit by a car. So now we're going to say, Chazaka didn't change. There's a change. I don't know if the man died, but something significant happened that changed the story. Do we still say that no? Hayes that I know he was alive, until I know that he actually died, until I know it changed, I assume that it was the way I left it. Or do we say, no, this is called a chazaka shehura. The chazaka was already ruined, it was hurt. Maybe now you don't say a chazaka. That is really the teichin of that very lengthy piece of the Piskei Dinim of the Tzemach Tzedek. So, and the Tzemach Tzedek brings shittis and shittis kedarkei bakedesh. So one of the sugyas that the Tzemach Tzedek uses for that is this sugya that we're learning about this story of the person who wakes up and he sees on his hand a Baharas Levona and a Sar Levona, but he doesn't know which came first. And the Tzemach Tzedek, he brings us something very, very magnificent in the sugya. He says like this. The Tanakhama says, Tomei. The Tanakhama is looked at as the Chachomim, says Tomei. Why in the world should this person be Tommy? After all, this person had a cheskas tahara. He wasn't a mitzera till now. He was a ishto, he was a regular person. So he has a cheskas tahara. Now there's a suffix. Maybe he became Tommy. If the baharis came before the sar, so he became Tommy. The other way not. So there's a suffix if he became Tommy. Bring the Tzemach Tzedek that really Tosfos asks this question in a number of places in Shas. There's a Tosfos in Nida about this, and a Tosfos in Sanhedrin about it. A few Tosfos. Tosfos says, why is there a reason? Why does the Tanakhama say Tomei? L'churi yazach haskas tahara. And Tosfos gives answers. In one place, Tosfos says, well, it's more common that the skin turns colors, and then that makes the hair turn colors. That's more common. So maybe you can assume, but pashtas, that's what happened. Okay? In another place, Tosfos says, we're talking about a person who was already Tomei. He was already Tomei with another Negatzaras. And then this happened. And then the first Negatzaras went away, so he became Toyer from that.
So he's already, the Lashon of Tesis is, in the Sanhedrin, Niskak Lutume, he already was Tomei, so he doesn't have a Cheskas Tahara anymore. So B'Mela, there's a Sofik. B'Mela, he has a Din, I'm sorry, B'Mela has a Din Tumah, because his Chazok is a Cheskas Tomei. That's Tesis in two places. Al Deras there, there's a Rash. The Rash is one of the Balei HaTesis, Tesis HaRash Mishans, and he is a Pirush HaMishnayis. He also was bothered with this question. Why should this person be Tomei when there's a Sofik, if the Baharis came first or the Sar came first, why should he be Tomei after all? He has a Cheskas Tahara. So the Rash Mishans has a different Mahalach. He says, because we're talking about that really, we know that first half of the Baharis came first. And then we saw the other half of the Baharis with the Sar. So the assumption is that the being that the first half came first, the second half also came first. In other words, Sai Tesvis and Nida and Sai Tesvis and Sanhedrin and Sai Rash, which is a Pirush and Mishnayis and Nigoyim, all of them are saying that there's a reason over here why this person should be Tomei, because again Niskak Letume, or that's the Svara, because Bepashtus the skin causes the hair to turn colors, or maybe you already had a half. So the Tzema Seder brings all these shittas, but then he says, but the shita mukubetzes learns that has a mashta pashta revert. He says, why should this person be Tomei? L'churi has a cheskas tahara. Why can't a cheskas tahara? We see right now on his skin a baharis with a sar. Love him. In other words, it's a chazoka shahura. When do you say a chazoka? When do you say a cheskas aguf? When nothing changed. When I don't know that anything changed. Again, I don't know that anything happened to the person. He's still alive. I don't know anything happened to the tzitzis. They're still kosher. But over here, what do you mean the person has a cheskas tahara? I'm looking at him and I see that he has right now a baharis and a sar. So the chazok is in a vegegang. So b'meili, he's Tomei. That's the shit of the Tanakama. He's Tomei because it's a real sofik hashokul. It's a real sofik if he's Tomei or not. And there's no chazok that can help him because the chazok was hura. And the Tzemach Tzedek goes on to say, and that's also the shita of the Ritva. And then he says, and that's the shita of the Rambam. Our Rambam that we're learning over here. That when the Rambam paskins Tomei Misofik, he says it's Tomei because it's a Sofik HaShokul. It's an actual Sofik. Either the Cheskas Tahara, the Cheskas Tahara has disappeared because it's a Chazoka Shehura. Al-Kapan, that's how the Tzemach Tzedek explains the difference between Shitas HaToisves and the Rash Mishans, that they all hold that really a person has a Cheskas Tahara. So why is this guy Tomei? Because here there's a reason telling us that he's Tomei. Because of, I said, three different reasons why he's Tomei. Again, because the logic is that the Baharis comes first, or because it's Niskak Letuma, or it's because there was a Chatzi Baharis beforehand. So the Tesvis and the Rash Mishans, they all say that this guy's really Tomei. Because there's a Cheskas Tuma, or Akbana, there's a Svara Letami. Mashenk and the Shita Mugabetzes and the Ritva and the Rambam, they all learn know that we're talking about a regular Sofik. I have no idea what happened. There's no Chazoka either way. I Cheskas Tahara, the Cheskas Tahara is gone because the Chazoka Shehura. That is the Teuchen that the Tzemach Tzedek is talking about in that lengthy piece in the Pisgei Din. So why did the Rebbe, why is the Rebbe Misayim over here, Re'egam Pisgei Dinim, La Tzemach Tzedek, Yeredei Asimin Nun? The Pashtus, because from the Tzemach Tzedek we see how we learn Shitas or Rambam, that it's like a Sofik Tumah. The Rambam is saying it's a Sofik HaShokul. I don't know if he was telling me, I don't know not. I have no logic pushing me either way. In other words, I'm sorry for being madgish. Late Tesvis and late Rash Mishans. It's not Tomei Misofik. It's a Vada Tomei. Because the logic is that it's Tomei. The Tanakama Paskin's Tomei and the Misifi Zirkiya Paskin Tomei. Late Tesvis and the Rash Mishans. Because there's a reason to believe it's Tomei. So then it's not Taki Tomei means Tomei Vadoi. Mashenkin lit the Rambam. So the Rambam holds, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, that it's a Sofik HaShokul, and there's no logic telling me it's Tomei. And there's no Cheskas Tahara because it's Chazak HaShehura, Kumteis, that it's Take Tomei Misofik. It's a Sofik HaShokul, and Memela, I don't know if it's Tomei or not, that is Tuma Misofik. Ad Kan is L'chura, the third Siyun of the Rebbe over here. So Memela, again, if someone's marking down the different steps we have over here, we have the Rambam, that was the first Torah, the first Siyun of the Rebbe. The Rambam says, Yiro Lisha Tumasim Misofik. We have the Kesef Mishnah who explains the Rambam, because after all, it's a Sofik, what came first, the Baharas or the Sar. And then we have Urei Gam, see also the Pisgei Dinim L'Tzemach Tzedek, who he learns that Shitas HaRambam is that it's a Sofik HaShokul, there's no Cheskas Tahara, there's no Cheskas Tuma, there's no Chazokis Bechlal, all the Chazokis went away, Chazokis Shehura, we're left with a Sofik HaShokul, and Memele it's Take Sofik Tomei.
Them links with the Rebbe in the next line and says, Udilei kimisha kosuv betesvis anshe shem shom. Nigoim se perik dalet. One of the Pirushim and the Mishnayis, if you look at the Mishnayis of Meforshim, is Tesvis Anshe Shem. And this Mishnah and Mesechta Nigoim that we're talking about with this Machlekes is the Tesvis Anshe Shem gives a different pshat than the Rambam. He says, when the Rambam says, V'yiroili shetumose besofik, the Rambam means to say that to me it seems that in this case, even though it's a sofik, the Chachamim said it's a Tomei Vadei. The Rambam didn't mean to say v'yiroili shetumose besofik, that his tumah is only misofik. Rather, the Rambam meant to say, even though it's l'chura only a sofik, I don't know what came first, the baheras or the sar lavon, yiroili. That here the chachomim, I'm reading the lashon of the Anshei Shem, kleimar hachi kim luhu l'razal, the sofik ze timoi rachmana ki ilu hu tomei vaday. It's not clear. He doesn't say what the hasbara in that is. He does say why he wants to say that because of a certain kasha, which I'm not going to say right now. Although it might come up later. So he doesn't say why he's saying that. I'm sorry. He doesn't say what's the havana in this. But akpana, that was his pshat in the Rambam. Yiro alisha to mosi bisofik. Yiro li, the Rambam says that here, although it's a sofik, he has a din tomei vaday. Anyways, that's the Pirush of the Tesis Anshe Shem. Of course, that's a big chidush in the Lashon of the Rambam. But that's what the Rebbe says here. Udilei kimesh akosuv b'tesvis Anshe Shem negoim sepe l'dalet. Ad Kan is, I think, the first chilek of the Ha'ara, where the Rebbe brings three marim mekemes to support what the Rebbe said in the Pnim, that the Tumah is misofik akalponim. From the Rambam, who says Yirol Itumas Misafik, the Kesef Mishnah is explanation in the Rambam, and that fits with what the Tzemach Tzadik says in the Pesukei Dinim, as we explained. However, on the other side, Udilei Kimishakosu Betesus Anshe Shem Negoim Sev Perik Dalet. Again, here Lachera would be an Inyan Sholem. The Rebbe brings the two sides to this story about is the Tumah Misafik or not. Then the Rebbe continues and says, Avol Rei Tesvis Yom Tiv Negoim Shom. But look at the Tesis, Yom Tev and Negoim over there to say some this Mishnah and Negoim, and the Mishnah Lamelech Rambam Shom, the Mishnah Lamelech and the Rambam, Al Pi Tesis Dibura Maschil, the Reb Shimon Ben Lokish in Sanhedrin Pezayin Amud Aleph. What does the Rebbe want from this Tesis Yom Tev and that Mishnah Lamelech based on that Tesis? And here I think it's somewhat less clear, but I'll say how I understand it. So actually, it's a very long Tesis Yom Tev. If you'll give a look afterward, in this Mishnayis, it's a very lengthy Tesis Yom Tov. Again, and the Tesis Yom Tov, Shteltzich, Havde Zalba, Maisa, and the same thing that the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, if it's a Sofik, it's Tomei. Frekta Tesis Yom Tov. So what's with Chazoka de Gufa? L'churi yav Chazoka, why should it be Tomei? And he brings Tesis, and he brings the Rashmi Shans, and he brings the other Pshat and Tesis. And the Tesis Yom Tov holds like he learns like Tesis. He basically learns that over here, the reason you're Tomei is because there's a real reason to be Tomei. He says, otherwise, there would be a chaskas haguf, and you'd be tired. Elamai, there's a real reason to be tired. Again, because of the various reasons, he likes best the reason that Tosfa says about that it's the Vartat Tosfa says in Nida, that it's because it's logical that the white skin made the hair turn white. That's what when he goes by. But the Tesis Yom Tov clearly follows the Mahalach, that really there's a real reason that's making us say he's Tomei, and that's why there's no Cheskas Tara, because there isn't really a Sufik. And therefore he says that Allah is that it's a real Din Tumah Midiraisa, because it's like there's a Chazaka that he's Tomei, because Bepashtus, the white skin came before the white here, and it's a real Din Tumah Midiraisa. He finishes off, but he says, Omnam ra'isi lo harambam shekosuv, that the Rambam writes, diro li'loi shetumasei besofik. V'ayin b'chiburei seif perik dalid mihilchis mamrim. So the Tesis Yom Tov, after explaining barichus g'day lo lefi erich, that he holds like Tesis, and that the reason why the Tanakhama says that it's tomei by the sofik baharas is because the logic is that takis bam is tomei, and there's no cheskas tara. He finishes off by saying, but the Rambam Taki said that Tumasim is Sofik. And then he says, and look in the Rambam and end of Hilchas Mamre. Adkan, Tesis Yom Tov. So Bemes, Luchura, what did the Tesis Yom Tov add to our conversation? All he said is that Shitas HaTosfos and everyone are saying that it's a real din tuma, and the Rambam says that it's a sofik tuma. So that's we already know all that from earlier in the Rebbe's order. What shidas Rambam is, and the samachsadik to brought shidas ateisvus. What does the Rebbe want from this teisvus yomt? But luchur pshat is that the teisvus yomt finishes off by saying, look in the Rambam hilchas mamre. What did the teisvus yomt mean by telling us, look at the Rambam hilchas mamre? So I'll say big tzara, and it's clear that luchur this is the kavon. Hilchas Mamre, we learn the din of Azakin Mamre. Azakin Mamre is the great Rav who he argues with the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and that great Rav Lepeil is Chayiv Misa. Now, but there's a lot of details of how one could be a Azakin Mamre. And one of them is that he has to be Chaylik on the Bezna HaGadol, Bedover, Shechayovin, Alzdein Nikoris, Val Shigigose, Chatos. You have to be chelik on a serious din deiraisa that if it's a mazid, you're ever chorus and shegig, a chatos. Otherwise, you're not. Now, one of the cases that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Fezayin, and that the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamre, that as an example for something that a zokin mamre can be chelik on the bezdin, is this din that we're talking about. This din about a sofik, the baharas kedem, or the Sar Lavan Kedem. So if the Bezdin Paskins one name, the Zakin Mamre Paskins the other way, that's a Zakin Mamre. Zok Frek do the Tesis Yom Tov. What's the Pshat of the Tesis Yom Tov's Kash on the Rambam? How could you, Rambam, say that this whole tomb is only a Sofik? After all, if it's only a Sofik, then it's not a Dover Shechayov and Azdeini Kores Al Shigosi Malkus, Al Shigosi Chatos. So how could it be a Zakin Mamre? Which Teisvus said that over here the din tuma is a din tuma mamish because there's a chazaka that he's tomei, like Teisvus explained, because for sure the Baher has brought the sar lovon. So I understand taka why there's a din tuma. I'm sorry, why it's a din shigosi? It's a real din tuma, tuma vetara. Of course, you go into the hamikdash, it could be zdeni kares easily. But if it's only a suffix, it's not a real din tuma, so then how could this be something that Zokin Mamre could be chayiv as something that is chelek and over shesdeni kores shigosi malkus? That lechura is the kasha of the Teisvus Yom Tov that he leaves off in the last few words of the Rambam. So the Rebbe says, look at the Teisvus Yom Tov and look at the Mishnah Lamelech. So what is the Mishnah Lamelech on this tikkul Rambam that we're talking about? In the end of Perek Beis of Hilchos Tumas Aras brings the Teisvus Yom Tov. And he brings what the Teisvus Yom Tov is Mitzayin to Mamre. And he explains what the Kasha from Mamre means, as I told you. Lefi divrei Rabbeinu shekasher sutra masi b'sofik midrabbonon. Im kein lemeshkachas lo. Dizok Mamre yischayiv misa alze. Kivun sheini davar d'bemezit chayiv kores. So the Mishnah Lamelech teaches is the Kasha of the Teisvus Yom Tov. And he answers v'yira liyashiv. Mishnah Lamelech answers like the Rebbe says on the line. Al pi tesis divra maskil v'rashim b'malokish in Sanhedrin pezayin amadal. Over there in Sanhedrin pezayin, there's a tesis. And tesis is there talking talk about those things that the Zakin Mamre is chelik. And one of the things that the Zakin Mamre was chelik on is something that it seems like it's bechlal not. It's a whole different din which I don't want to get into. But the din of a woman who sees dam in the 11th day of her Yimei Ziva. So it's a Shaila, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, and get a whole other Sikha, the Rebbe Take, but it's a Shaila, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, about this woman, is she Tomei, is she has to be Shemeres Yim Keneged Yim, not Shemeres Yim Keneged Yim. And the Gemara says that that could also be something that Zakir Mamer could be Chai, if he's Chelek and the Bez Nagod. Fractesvis, over there in Sanhedrin, where is there over here something that's a dover zdeni kores shigosi chatos? You know, either she'll be tummy or not tummy. This is not such a tuma chamura. And Teisa says a word. No, he says yes. Labor in the meshkachas lo inoga bekiker shel truma. If this woman touched a kiker shel truma, this woman touched a kiker shel truma, and then this kiker shel truma is maybe tummy, maybe not. So if it's tummy, so then, if a man is mekadesh anisha with it, it's not worth not shava pruta. She can't use it for anything. So she's not mekadeshes. If it's not tummy, then she is mekadeshes. Oh, a shayla if a woman is mekadeshes or not could easily be a davar she says deni kares she gosei chatos. Zokt the Mishnah Lamelech that's the answer to the Teisvus Yom Tov's kasha. The Teisvus Yom Tov said later Rambam that it's merely a sofik tuma. That later Rambam that's merely a sofik tuma. So
So where is the davar shechai was daily called shigasi chatos? So the Mishnah Lamelech answers according to Yena Taisus Sanhedrin. What? Because if she's a Sophic, maybe she's Tomei. This person with the Sophic of the Baheres and the Sarlovan, it's a Sophic if he's Tomei. So then if he touches a Michael, and then it becomes a Sophic Tomei. So you can't eat it. If you can't eat it, so then if you're Mekadosh woman, she's not Mekadoshes. Azei zogt in Mishnah Lamelech Pshat and the Ram. In Pshat, Tifer Enfer, the Kasha of the Taisus Yomtev and the Rambam. Al Kaponim, Lucheira, these three lines of the Rebbe's order, two lines of the Rebbe's order. Avar E Tesis Yomtiv Nigoim Shom, Mishnah Lamelech Rambam Shom, Al P Tesis Dibra Maskel, Roshim Ben Lokish, Sanhedrin Pizayin Amud Aleph. So I think I told you what it says in these four, what it says in the Tesis Yomtiv, what it says in the Mishnah Lamelech, and based on a Tesis, what's going on. The Shaila is, what does that have to do with the taking of this order? And this is what I want to explain. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll stop here, we'll see. But the Rebbe started off the order by telling us the Rambam holds that it's a Sofik Tumah. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah holds. And the Rebbe says that's how it comes out from the Piskei Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek. And then the Rebbe says, and that's not like Tesvis Anshi Hashem, because they hold, Tesvis Anshi Hashem says that the Rambam holds the Vaday Tumah. Excellent. What's this Aval? But look in the Tesvis Yom Tov. What do the Tesvis Yom Tov say? Tesvis Yom Tov said that the Rambam holds Sofik. And Tesvis Yom Tov had a Kash on the Rambam of Sofik. And the Mishnah Melech answered the Kasha and the Rambam based on the Tesis of in Sanhedrin. So what? How does that add to this conversation? The Rebbe already told us the Rambam holds Sofik and that the Tesis Anshi Hashem said that it's Havada. The Tesis Yom Tov also says the Rambam says Sofik. And the Mishnah, and he had a Kasha, the Mishnah Melech answered the Kasha. Here is not the place to give us Pilpulim that the Tesis Yom Tov has a problem with the Rambam, the Mishnah Melech has an answer for the Rambam. Why is that negiah to us? We just want to know if it's a Sofik or a Vaday. Was will the Rebbe be done ganzer Shtikel? From the Kasha, the Tesis Yom Tov, and the answer of the Mishnah Melech, based on a Tesis, a ganzer Maisa, Lemainav Kimina, we know the Rambam holds Sofik, and the Chidushi and Shishem said Vaday, and that's all. And yeah, there's a Tesis Yom Tov, there's a Kasha on the Rambam. I mean, there's many Kashas on the Rambam. And the Mishnah Melech gave an answer for the Rambam. There's many answers to the Kasha also. What are those two lines telling us in this order? So I want to, very in short, share with you what I think Pshat. I think Pshat is like this. Pshat is, what is the Pshat in the fact that the Rambam says Sofik Tomei? I think when you look at the Tesis Yom Tov, the Mishnah Melech, you'll understand that they understood when the Rambam says Sofik Tomei, he means like this. That really, midei raise, this woman is Tohir. Not this woman, we're talking about the man with the Baheres and the Sar. Really, midei raise, the man is Tohir. Because he has a Cheskes Tahar. Elamai, the Rabbonon said, you should be Metama. For Tzedah, Sofik be Metama. In other words, they learned that really there's no shaila here in Adin de Eraisa. The whole shaila is Adin de Rabbono. Because the Eraisa, the Rambam holds, Uki Aches Kastar. The Tesis Yom Tov learned that Tesis and the Rash learned that this person doesn't have a Ches Kastar, like they all said. So therefore, it's Takatomic. The Rambam knows he has a Ches Kastar. Seba, they really made the Eraisa get Torah. Elamai, the Rabbonon said to be machmir misofik. Ebazei, that's like, oh, it's only a Rabbonon dikir din. So how could it be the din of Zokin Mamre? And at that, the Mishnah Lamelech answered, no, even mitzad a Rabbonon dikir din, it could be a din of Zokin Mamre because it could have an effect like Gabi Kiddusha. I think that's an aval that's different than the first chiluk of the Rebbe's order. When the Rebbe said Re Rambam and Kesef Mishnah and Piskirin of Sam Chasadek, the Rebbe is learning is like a Sofik Tomei Midiraisa. No, this really Tomei. Elamai, there's Vaday Tomei Midiraisa, there's a Sofik Tomei Midiraisa. And the Rambam holds that there's no Cheskas Tara, like the Sam Chasadek told us, because the Rambam holds that it's a Chazaka Shehura. Avol Re Tesvis Yomtiv and the Mishnah Lamelach based on Tesvis, that's a big Avol that they hold. That this that the Rambam says Tomei is going ganzen nishkin Tumei Midiraisa. It's going ganzen nishkin Tumei Midiraisa. In Midiraisa it's Toyer. It's only a Sofik Drabonon, Shmachmer Drabonon, and Bemela there are problems with Zokin Mamre, and Bemela the Mishnah Lamelech is Metar is based on the Anatesvis in Mesachta Kiddushin. In Mesachta Sanhedrin, that is. Be'efen, that really, until this point in the Hora of the Rebbe, we have really three Shittas. There's the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah and the Pesach Dinum LaSamach Sadek. Like the Rambam, there's an Emesis Sofik Tumei Midei Reis.
Delay kimisha goes with taste and she shame that there's a din to mevada midei raisa even in Shita Saramba. Havol rei teisvis yomtiv and the Mishnah Lamelech alpi teisvis and Sanhedrin that they learned that even like the Rambam there isn't a real din tumah midei raisa bechlal. It's only a sofik tumah midei rabbanon. And of them is the Rebbe Mamshich with Allah Hoyer that I'm going to stop now because I think that I took my time already enough for the kinestater. There's other people, speakers also, but I think the last chilek is already. I'd like to suggest that it's the Rebbe proving Take or it's Akasha on the Derech of the Tesis Yomtiv and the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Rebbe supporting where the Rebbe learned based on the Rambam himself and the Kesef Mishnah and the Samach Tzedek, and that's that last Lahoyer, which Shemir Hashem another time we will try to be Masbir Beli Neder. Tzlocha Rabba. Okay, so we left off that the Rebbe here in the Ora is talking, the way we explained, of three different Eifanim to understand what is this halacha of Tomei, that the Rambam paskins, legabi the situation of Safik, if the Beheres is Kedem or the Sarlovin is Kedem. So the Rebbe first says that it's Tomei Misafik, and he bases that on the actual words of the Rambam, and the words of the Kesef Mishnah, and the beer of the Samach Tzedek and Piskei Dinim, that the teichin of that is that there's a real sofik midiraisa over here. As we pointed out, there's no cheskas tara because it's a chazaka shehura, as we explained. So there's a real sofik midiraisa, sofik tuma. That was one eifan. The Rebbe says, deloi, not the way it says in the Teisus Anshe Shem, because he learns, no, there's a din tomei vadai. It's a din tomei vadai. However, whatever the hasbara in that is. And then the Rebbe says, avol, and he says, look into the Teisus Yomtiv, and to look into the Mishnah Lamelech based on the Tosfos. So the way we explained it is that this third Eifan is that when the Rambam says it's Tamim Misafik, he means that really Be'emes Midiraisa it's Torah because there's a Cheskas Torah. Norvas, the Rabbanon said to be Machmer, for there's a suffix that they said to be Machmer. And Bazei, how does it work that you can be Chayiv Al Zazak in Mamre? And that he brought that word from the Mishnah Lamelech based on the Tosfos, that yes, that this can indirectly affect a din of Zdei Nikaris, because it will make that something doesn't have monetary value, and then the Kiddushin won't be a Kiddushin, and that would be that third Eifin of learning. That Rebbe finishes off the order and says, "Ulohoyir mikama peiskin disvira luhu de edus gitin v'kiddushin ain't sorich kira v'drisha." There is a shita that alone is a big machlekes, but there's a big shita. And that is that for Gittin and Kiddushin, you don't need Chakir or Drisha. The din of Chakir or Drisha is negated to din in Nefashis, not to Gittin and Kiddushin. Afalpi, Shetake from Yad, Nichnas begedded din in Nefashis. In other words, Gittin and Kiddushin, the actual subject matter is not din in Nefashis. It's Gittin and Kiddushin, but it has immediate ramifications to din in Nefashis. Obviously, marriage and divorce can immediately be related to din in Nefashis. And the Rebbe's Mitzayin, to two places in the Samach Tzedek's Torah, where the Samach Tzedek talks about this concept, this Shita, that Gittin and Kiddushin, Eidus, don't need Chkira V'drisha, although it will have an effect on Dinei Nefashos. So what's the connection of this Lahoir to the conversation that was until this point in the Ha'orah? Lahoir, this has nothing at all to do with anything that we were talking about, a Sufik in Hilchas Saras, or a din of Cheskas Haguf, and Chazaka de Mikara, Chazaka de Hura. Like, what is this coming to say b'chlal? L'cha'ura, the first machshava that comes to mind is that this is somewhat of a hasoga on the answer of the Mishnah Lamelech. In other words, the Mishnah Lamelech answered the Kasha, the Tesis Yomtev, and the Rambam. Remember, let's chazer. The Rambam said, according to the Tesis Yomtev, the Rambam said that really this is only a din tumim derabonon. And the reason is, midiraisa is a cheskas tara. So there's only a din sofik tumim midirabonon. And therefore the kasha was, how does this work for Zakin Mamre? So for that, the Mishnah Lamelech answered, because indirectly it can affect a din of kiddushin, a din of marriages. And therefore it has a zdeini karis. So on that vort of the indirect effect
that the Mishnah L'Melech suggested, L'chura, the taina on that is from this concept, that when you're dealing with a halacha of Gittin and Kiddushin, for example, where there's no din chkira v'drisha, even though that is going to have an effect, l'gabi din and nefashis, nevertheless, we only look at what is directly affecting, not what is indirectly affecting. Ebazei, this is a hasoge on the answer of the Mishnah L'Melech on that kasha of the Tesvis Yom Tov, which therefore would l'chera revert back to the beginning of the Ha'ara, that the Rebbe, I think, wants to learn is that the Sofik of the Rambam is a real Sofik, not a Sama, a Sofik Drabonon, and really Midiraisha, there's no problem. That l'chura would be the Machshava when you're going through the Hemshech of the Ha'ara. The Maise is, although that's the Machshava Rishayna, and maybe that's the correct Machshava, but that's immediately two big kashas. First of all, the Mishnah L'Melech said this answer, and he based it on a Tosfos also. Tosfos says this answer, as we pointed out, the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, that explained with that how Yitake Chayiv Zokin Mamre about the Shaila of the Tumah of the Shmiras Yom Kineged Yom of the Yom Yud Aleph, like Rabbi Yechanan versus Reish Lakish. So Tosfos says it's not connected to Azdeni Kodesh, and Tosfos uses this logic that it could have an indirect effect. So what is the Rebbe arguing? Is the Rebbe bringing this svar as an argument on Tosfos himself? That this concept of an indirect effect, legabe the din of zakin mamre, is a davar pashut that we say that lahaloch, because the Rambam says it with a tremendous arichus over there in Hilchus Mamrim. He talks about all the different cases where a zakin mamre is chayiv, and he talks clearly that even though he's talking about something that's clearly not as dei nekaris, as long as it could have an effect in the most distant way to as dei nekaris, then it's considered a zakin mamre. It's considered as dei nekaris. So what's the Rebbe bringing? That the gabichkira v'drisha of Gittin and Kiddushin, we see that we don't look at the effect of the next step. But the gabizok and mamre, we definitely do. So what's this being brought for? What kind of a kasha is this on the Mishnah L'Melech? So I would like to suggest that kush yoha'achas muturetzes b'chavirto. And Bamas the Kavan is like we said, that the Kavan is that it's a hasog and the Mishnah L'Melech's answer for the Tesvis Yom Tov's kasha. Nervous. The chiluk is like this. When we're talking about one din de'iraisa, which doesn't directly have a shaychus to a halacha of zdeinik karis, so there it says by Zakin Mamre that yes, we say that as long as this din de'iraisa has an effect, even though it's a step away or two steps away or three steps away, that's called being chelik in a davar shezdeinik karis, and that's what Tesis is talking about. Tesis is talking about a din de'iraisa. The kasha of the Tesvis Yom Tov was on the Shidas HaRambam that it's only a din d'rabbanan. In other words, the Be'emes, this Zokin Mamri is talking about a shaila that's called kulei mid'rabbanan mamash. Mid'iraisa, there's no shaila, there's no din, there's no nothing, there's a cheskas tar. But now we'll say, now the Mishnah Melech is going to say, even though it's a din d'rabbanan, that din d'rabbanan can turn into din d'iraisa, because the d'rabbanan are going to say that you can't use something. And being that you can't use from something, it doesn't have a value. Now that it doesn't have a value, so it'll be Mekadosh Anisha. That's already a whole different darga, a whole different step. You're creating from something that Be'emes, not just it doesn't have an effect as Deinik Koris. Be'emes has no effect on anything. Because Midiraisa, he has a Cheskas Tara and she's Torah. Nervas, the Rabbonon said to be Machmer. And now, based on that Machmer, the Rabbonon, you're going to create that you can't use a chayfetz. And now, because you can't use it, you're going to turn it into a deraisidik effect. That already is taking it a whole different level, a whole different darga. Kenzain, that's the Rebbe's taina from the din of Chkira V'drisha. But Chkira V'drisha, we see that if we're looking at dini nefoshes, I'm sorry, Gittin V'kiddushin doesn't have a din Chkira V'drisha, period. Dini nefoshes has a din Chkira V'drisha. So the hagdara of this conversation is dini Gittin V'kiddushin, not dini nefoshes. So, Einachlam is not a taina on the word of Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about Dinim De'iraisa. And by Dinim De'iraisa, by Zokin Mamre, we would further say that one Din De'iraisa, you look at the far-reaching effects of it. Because all this, although this Din De'iraisa was said, Legabi this, but Lepel, this Din De'iraisa has far-reaching effects. But to take that and say even the vart of the Mishnah Lamelech, that therefore a sofik drabbanon, a din tumah drabbanon, should get it, should be considered to be something that's bedavar shebizdei nikaris, that already perhaps this raya from Chira v'drisha b'gitin v'kiddushin is taka a pircha on that raya that the Mishnah Lamelech brings from that teisvus. So taka, it stays the way we suggested, if this is the correct kavon in this ha'ara, so nisakim hadvori, that the rebel brought from the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah and the Samach Tzedek, that it's a real sofik deraisa mamash. It's a real sofik deraisa. And then the shaila, then there was a teisvus anshei shem, that it's a din vadai deraisa. And then we have the derech of the teisvus yom tev in the Mishnah Lamelech, that it's a sofik derabbanan. It's merely a suffix that I've done. There's no suffix bechlal. Isaac and Mamre, they have an answer. And that answer, the Rebbe is being mayor, that may be a kasha on that answer. Be'efen, then we go back to the first way, there's taka suffix that I mamish. Ad kan, ula yeshleimar, v'derechef shir pshat in this ha'ore. I just want to be mesayim with a point to think about. Which is, that if you do ashita sarambam, that there's a sveika deraisa lechumra is only midrabbanan. In other words, it's a machlek, it's a rishenim, yidua, the Ran, in the end of Kiddushin. The Ran and others, I think the Rashba, if I'm not mistaken, hold that sveika deraisa lechumra is midraisa. The Rambam, yidua, and Kama Mekemas, that he says sveika deraisa lechumra is midrabbanan. Midraisa, sveika deraisa is lekula. That's Shitas Rambam. Eibazei legavi this sugi that we're dealing with this in this aura is luchuri yeshmakim lahoyer. Even if the Rambam holds, like the Rebbe said in the beginning of the aura, and the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah and the Samach Tzedek, that it's a real sofik deiraisa, there's taken no cheskas tara, but still a real sofik deiraisa, like the Rambam is merely a drabbana. Nu eibazei in what ways is so much better than the Teisvus Yom Tov and the Mishnah Lamelech's Mahalach? Nu. Of course, the machshavas go and start thinking that there's a difference. There's a difference between a real sfeika deiraisa. That's a real sofek midin deiraisa. Elamai, we're makel because of a klal, a sfeika deiraisa. You go lekula mid deiraisa. Versus a sofek that's b'chal not a sofek deiraisa because there's a cheskas tara. Good, but this already needs good hagdoris in the different dargis of the Rabbonon. Veten lechochom v'yechkam eid.